Daf is Daf Pei Dalad. So we got to the very end, the last line of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara had been talking about the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether or not b'dieved we would accept the shtei lechem and carbon omer from Chadash, from Yashin rather. So the Mishnah had said that you can only bring the carbon omer and shtei lechem from Chadash, not from Yashin, but the Braisa says b'dieved if you bring from Yashin, you're yote as well. So the Gemara explains again the very last line of Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Ad kan lo pliyel b'chadash. The machlokas is only with regards to chadash, whether that works b'dieved or not. Aval ba'aretz lo pligi. With regards to taking from Eretz Yisrael, that's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that it must come from Eretz Yisrael, cannot come from chutz la'aretz, as it says in the Gemara. Do'omer b'shtei alechem min ha'aretz in, mi chutz la'aretz lo. Kiman, who is the one who holds this way that it has to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael? The Lokiyai Tana, not like the following Tana, the Sanya Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer ba Michutz Laretz, that you can bring the carbon Omer from Chutz Laretz. This goes against both the Mishnah and the Braisa. Umani Mekayim, so how do you understand the Pasuk that says Kisavo El Haaretz? So it sounds like Shiloh that you shouldn't bring, that the Omer is only coming from the Aretz. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosi explains, Shiloh Nishchayvu ba Omer. Kodem shenichnas ul aretz. This is talking about when the chiyav of karba omer kicks in, not to tell you where it comes from. Meaning prior to entering into Eretz Yisrael, before Knesset Aretz with Yeshua ben Nun, there was no Chiyav Karbon Omer just yet. But Kisavo El Aretz, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, there's now a Chiyav of Karbon Omer. Where the Karbon Omer comes from, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda thinks it could come from anywhere, even from Chutz Laretz. Again, against our mission in the Braisa. The Gemara says now, Kesavar, this is the opinion that holds that Chadash b'chutz la'aretz is deraisi. There's a big machlokas tonight whether the halachas of Chadash and Yashan are applicable in chutz la'aretz or not. So we normally assume that it's only midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. In chutz la'aretz, it's only midirabanim. So this opinion holds that it must be in Isser deraisa. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, Moshe Seichem, this is the pasuk of Chadash and Yashan, that Isser is applying Chol Makom Shata Yoshrin Mashma, any place where you live, even in Chutz La'aretz, it's going to be Asr. And the pasuk Kisavo means Zman Biyahi. When does the Isser kick in? It kicks in once we enter into Eretz Yisrael. There's an Isser everywhere in the world. So that's a very hard Lachla Maisa point about Chadash and Yashan and Chutz La'aretz. Nowadays, we don't, those in Chutz La'aretz are not makvid so much on Yashan, because Rama has his famous Svek Sveika, if it's you're not sure exactly where it's from, and a whole big deal in the Rama. It's a very strange Svek Sveika, but Lamaisa, we practice Kula based on this Rama, but there are those who are Machmir that we should practice Yashan nowadays, since we can, Efshelavar, we can figure out when the grains come from Yashan versus this year versus last year. So that's based on the Sugi here, that there's an opinion that's an Issa Deraisa, actually, to have Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara now says, continuing on this piece now, v'cheven deraisehi akruvi nami makriven. So once Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halachas of Chadash are equally applicable in Chutz La'aretz, so once there's an Isser Chadash deraisa, you could also use that as a source of the carbon omer from Chutz La'aretz. In other words, he's saying the source from where you bring the carbon omer depends on whether or not the Isser Chadash and Yashin apply. So according to the mission of the Braisa, they say that you can only bring it from Eretz Yisrael because they hold Chadash is only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds you could bring it even in Chutz La'aretz, he must hold that there's an Isser of a Chadash even in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara now says, right. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah Masechah Shkalim tells us, Shomrei Svichim B'Shvias, those who were to watch over Svichim during Shmitiyah. What's Svichim? Svichim are part barley that grows on its own. It's not that it was planted by a person, but they just grow on their own. I guess the pollination and the seeds spread out, so they grow. And you want people to watch the Svichim. Why? Because you need to use that for the carbon omer that year. You're not allowed to work the lands during Shemitah, as we all know. You can't grow, you can't plant things, but these are going to grow on their own. So now you want to use these for omer, for the carbon omer, because if they're not protected, if people eat the Svichim, there's not going to be anything available, no barley available for the carbon omer. So these Shomer Svichim b'shvias nolin scharon b'chumichumas alesh lishka. They could collect funds from the Hektish funds, because since they're doing it for the purpose of the carbon omer, it's considered an act of kedusha. They could be paid for their shmira from the chumas alishcha, from the Hektish funds. So the Gemara asks now the following question: Rami bar Chama l'Rav Chista Tanan. We have one mission we just said, which tells us that Shomri Svichin B'Shvias Notlin Scharin B'Tshumas Lishcha, that they get paid, these Shomrim get paid from the Hektish funds. But there's another pasuk that tells us, this is the pasuk in Behar, that it says la'achla. When it comes to Shemitah, it says v'hayisa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, that the Shemitah foods are meant to be eaten, v'lo l'shefer, but you don't burn them. So now, if you can't burn the foods of Shemitah, how then can you use the svichim to use as the carbon omer? Isn't that going to go on the Mizbeach and ultimately be burned? It's la'achla v'lo l'shefer. So how do you have them watch it? How do you have, in essence, how do you have a carbon omer during Shemitah if you're using the Shemitah food? So the Gemara answers, Amar Le Rachmana, Amar Lach, the Torah tells us, the Dorosechem, that you have to keep the carbon omer for all generations, that includes even during a Shemitah year. The At Amar Tibata, and you think we should have a undo, we should cancel the carbon omer for 1 year? The Torah says, the Dorosechem, so we have to have a carbon omer during that year. So this is a special exception, even though it says La'achla, V'lola Sreifa, so still we have to keep the Dorosechem, and there must be a carbon omer during that year. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Umi Kamina Anit Tabata. I didn't say to not do the carbon omer. Of course you should do carbon omer. Tesla Dor Zechem. But what you could do is Laisi Midishtakid, use from the previous years, use the 6th year grains, which don't have a din of Shemitah, where you're allowed to burn the 6th year grains. I'm saying don't use Shemitah year, because it says La'achla V'lo L'Sreifa. So he says back to him, and Rav Chista explains to him, no, the problem with using the 6th year grains, if we're in the 7th year now, ba'ina karmel v'leka, have to have the grains to be soft. Karmel, I don't know how they define it.
Fresh?
The karmel is fresh. It has to be fresh in such a way where it's soft, and it can't be old. That's why you can't use the 6th year grains. So laisi mikarmel d'yashakid. So why not bring this soft, fresh grains from the previous year, meaning the end of last year, where it's still the 6th year, the freshest of the 6th year, let that be used. So that doesn't work either. Rav Chista explains back, Amar Kra, Carmel Takriv. You're supposed to be Makriv the Carmel, meaning Be'ina Carmel Beshas Hakrava Voleka. Has to be Carmel, has to be soft and be able to be fresh in the moment of a carbon. But once it's already from the previous year, so then that's no longer considered Carmel, and therefore it's disqualified for using as a carbon omer, in which case we are stuck. In Echrami it says La'achla, and the Josh is La L'Sreifa, but it also says La'Dorosechem. So La'Dorosechem, that concept of having to bring carbon omer from the Carmel each year, it overrides the concern of La'achla below L'Sreifa. Gemara now says, this is a machlok, is Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Carmel Takriv, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Reishis Ktsircha. Reishis Ktsircha, Vlomi Sof Ktsircha. What he's saying? So he said, Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to bring the wheat, the source has to, that, how do you know you have to bring from this year's wheat? From, it says, Carmel Takriv has to be very soft and fresh, so that dafka this year. And Rabbi Eliezer brings a different drasha. Again, they have the same halacha, they agree halachically, but the source is different. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Reishis Ketircha, the first year, the first of this year, as opposed to not the end of the previous year's grain. So that's just the machlokis and the makor. So Moshe Rabba says from the following brisa, a kasha about the source. It says in the pasuk, "Vim takriv minchas bikurim." If you're going to bring minchas bikurim, this is referring to which mincha? Minchas haomer hakasa medaber, which is the first bikurim, the first carbon from the barley for this year. Umehechan hibas, from where do you bring a carbon omer? Minasa orim, you use barley as the carbon omer. At omer minasarim, you think you use barley? Oh, ein ela minas chitim, maybe you should use chitim. The pasuk doesn't tell me what's being used. It says minchas bikurim. Maybe it's the first wheat of the field, not the of the year, not the first barley of the year. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer explains, no. Namar aviv b'mitzrayim, and namar aviv l'doros. It says the word aviv by mitzrayim, by makas barit, it says ki ha-seora aviv. So it says by the word aviv, the word seora. And so to here it says aviv l'doros, it says by the carbon omer, it says aviv kaloi ba'ish. So ma aviv b'homer b'mitzrayim, just like the word aviv that's mentioned by mitzrayim is referring to the seorim, the barley. So afa aviv amur l'doros is eino ba elemin ha-seorim. So that's how we know the carbon omer comes from seorim. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva goes along to say, Omer, no. Matzinu Yachid, we've seen this before, by the way. Matzinu Yachid, Shemevi Chavasa Min Achitim. We find that a carbon Yachid is brought from Achitim. A person brings a regular carbon, he brings that of Achitim. We also find that Mevi Chavasa Min Asarim. A Yachid can also bring a carbon of Mincha from Saorim, such as a Sota, it comes from barley. So we have the Yachid brings Achitim, and the Yachid brings Saorim. The Af, the tzibur may be chavasa min achitim. We also find that a carbon tzibur may be brought from wheat, from chitin, namely the shtei lechem. And vimevi chavasim in asorim. And we also find that a carbon tzibur comes from sorim, namely that of the carbon omer. Ne'im ta'ata omer, says Rabbi Kiva. If you're going to say that even the carbon omer should come from minachitin, lo matzinu tzibur shemevi chavasim in asorim. We're not going to have any example where the carbon tzibur is going to bring from the sorim. So the assumption Rabbi Kiva was that every one of the four permutations, the two yachas and the two tzibors, have to be filled in. There must be a carbon tzibur of sorim, and therefore by default it must be that the carbon omer comes from the sorim. And the third reason how we know the carbon omer comes from the sorim is davar acher. Imata omer omer ba minachitim ein shelechem bikurim. The pasuk describes the shelechem as bikurim. Bikurim is always like the bechor, the first one of the year. So it's the first time you bring wheat as the carbon. Now, if you're going to tell me that the carbon omer also comes from wheat, so that's going to be bikurim. The carbon omer is going to be bikurim, and not that of the shelechem. And therefore, since shelechem must be bikurim, by definition, must be that the carbon omer comes from the siorim. So these are three different sources that the carbon omer comes from the siorim and not from chita. But we see from this brisa, what's the kasha? Alma, we see from this, mishum bikurim hu, the source of how do you know that the shtei alechem has to come from the fruits of that year, bikurim. It says the pasuk bikurim, meaning we had above machlokas, how do we know that the first year, you have to use that year's grains? Rabbi Yochan says karmel takriv. Rabbi Elazar said because rachis kitzircha. You see from the fact that the pasuk uses the word bikurim, which is rachis bikurim, that's a support for Rabbi Elazar and takasha against Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. So that's a disproof against Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the source of, again, how we know you use that year's grains. Okay, Gemara now says last two lines in the Amud here. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bikurim. Ein mevin bikurin chutz mishivat aminim. This is a very one of those interesting, but one of the questions that people don't know. Bikurim are the first fruits of only the shivat aminim. So the first apples or oranges are not subject to bikurim. Bikurim only applies to the shivat aminim. The Mishnah says further, "V'lo mitamar shebaharim, v'lo mipero shebaamakim." You also don't bring the, even though dates are of the shivat aminim, if they're dates that grow in the mountains, which apparently are very too sweet, if you could have such a thing, and that which grows in the valleys are too weak, these are not considered a chashiv enough, and therefore they are exempt from the halachas of bikurim. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. So Amar Ula comments on this Mishnah, Amar Ula im hevi lo kiddush. And if one were to bring the tamarim, the dates from the harim or from the amakim, he wouldn't be chayv, nothing would be kaddish, would not have a din of bikurim. So Yosef Rabba was one sitting down learning, the Amar Leila Hashmais was learning through the sugya and the statement of Ula, and Isvei, he said, doesn't make sense. Isvei Rabbi Acha bar Abba l'Rabba, Rabbi Acha says to Rabba, there's a kasha against the Ula. How could Ula say that imhevi, if a person brings from the amakim, from the harim, it's not kadosh? It says in the pasuk karban reishis, you have to bring from the first fruits of the year. And shetei reishis l'chal menachos, that's the shtei, referring to shtei lechem, that the shtei lechem should be the first grains of the year. V'cheinu Omer, it also says, bakrivchem mincha chadash l'Hashem b'shuoseichem, that you should bring again from the first grains of the year. So that he goes on to explain further the brisa. So, ainli ela chadash shachitim, I only know that the first grains, the first wheat of the year has to be a shalechem. How do you know that the first barley of the year has to be brought from the carbon omer? Tamal omer, chadasha, chadasha. So just like it says chadasha by shelechem, and the first wheat of the year must be the shelechem, so to chadasha by the omer must be the first barley. Actually, it's two psukim about shelechem. It's imeno inin. Imeno inin, we don't need to teach me the pasuk by chadasha shachitim, which we already know. So tineo inin lechadasha shesorim. So now we have a source that the first wheat of the year is the shelechem, and the first grain of the year is the carbon omer. So minayin, the brisa says further, we haven't gotten to the question yet. Uminayin shetehei kodemes libikurim. How do we know that the shelechem is brought before any of the bikurim, before all the farmers bring their bikurim to the base of Mikdash to the Kohanim, that first you bring the shelechem? Tamalomar v'chag shavuos tase lecha bikur ketzir chitim. That you only bring the bikur chitim after shavuos. Shavuos is when you bring the shelechem, so only after shelechem, after shavuos is when you bring the bikur ketzir chitim. Vein liela bikur ketzir chitim. I only know that you bring the bikurim of chitim after shavuos, after shelechem. Ketzir sorminayin. How do you know that as well? That you have to bring the carbon omer before the chag shavuos beforehand. Tamalomer v'chag ha ketzir bikurim asecha asher tizra basadeh. The pasuks tell me that this is a Chag HaKatzir, which is referring to Shavuos. They only bring the Bikurim of the of the Seorim only after She'el Lechem. So we see from here that Bikurim has to come after Shavuos. The Ainli Ella, I only know Shetidra. That which was planted in the field has to wait until She'el Lechem before him. But Alu Me'elam, let's say it grew on its own. How do we know Minayin? That also has to be wait to be brought until after She'el Lechem, until after Shavuos. Tamalomer Basada, I mean, I don't care how it grew. Even if you didn't plant it, if it's Basada, you have to wait to bring the Bikurim after until after the She'el Lechem. So then the Gemara says further, the Brisa says further, Ainli Ella, I only know Basada. I only know if that grew in the fields. You have to wait to bring the Bikurim until after She'el Lechem, until after Shavuos. But Minayin the Rabbis, how do I know to include even those grains that grow, Shebegag, Vishebechurva, Shebeotitz, Vishebesfina, that grow in a pot, in a destructed house, and a rooftop, all the other areas, even then when they're not fields, it's still Chayv and Bikurim. Tamalomer, Bikure Kol Asher Be'artim, anywhere the Bikurim grow, it's subject to these halachas, and you have to wait until after Shavuos to bring them. Fine. So that's the whole brisa, a little bit more of the brisa, sorry. Minayin shetehei, how do you know that kodemes l'nesachim, that you, before bringing the nesachim from the new grapes of the year, you also have to wait until after She'el Lechem, and the peiros ilan as well, and any other fruits as well are included, you have to wait until after She'el Lechem, because up until now we only know chita and seora. But what about the other five minim? How do we know they also have to wait until after Shavuos? Because Nemar Khan it says Bikurei Maasecha by Shavuos, but Nemar Lahalan it says later on by Sukkis Beospecha is Maasecha min Asadeh. So when you gather all the grains in the field, so Malahalan just like over there Nisachin of Paris Elon, that when a person gathers their food, the Vaspecha by Sukkis is referring to gathering all types of fruits in the field. So Afkan so too here as well. It says the word Bikuri Masecha by Shavuos, it's referring to Nisachim Uperos Elon, that all the fruits are coming are implied together. So that again, that you have to wait until after She'el Lechem, until after Shavuos, before bringing any of the Shavuos Aminim as Bikurim. So this is the whole long-winded brisa. So what's the relevance here? So Gemara says, Katani Mia, what we could pull out from this brisa is that Shebegag, Shebechorva, Shebeotitz, Veshebeshfina, that even though didn't Ula say above, that a person, if he tries to take the Tamarim that grew in the Harim or grew in the Amakim, their pater, there is no Kedushas Bikurim, but here we say it doesn't make a difference where it grows. It could grow on a rooftop, it could grow in a boat, it could grow in a pot. Certainly if it grows on a mountain, it should be Chayv in Bikurim. So this is Kasha against Ula. The Gemara says, no, Seifa Asan Liminachos. When the Seifa says that which grows in the Gag, Churva, Atitz, and Shefina, that's referring to Menachos. Up until that point, we were talking about Bikurim, and that's consistent with Ula, that Bikurim could come from only those areas where they're nice. But if it comes from the Churba and the Atitz and the Shefina, it wouldn't be subject to Bikurim. When the Braisa says to include those few areas, that's referring to regular Menachos. Regular Menachos could come from any grain that grow in any place. So it's still not the kasha against Ula. The Gemara says, "Maskiv lo Rav Ad bar Ava ihach." If that's the case, if you're telling me that this last part here is referring to Menachos, meaning the Brice itself that said there's a pasuk. How do you know Shebegag, Shebechurba, Shebeotit, Shebesfinas, Chayv, and whatever we're talking about? Because it says in the pasuk, it says Bikurei Kol Asher Be'artzam, wherever it grows. So now you're telling me the pasuk Bikurei Kol Asher Be'artzam in your land is referring to Menachos. If that's the case, that pasuk continues to say Kol Tahor Beveischa Yochal Oso. Anyone in your house can eat from it. That means even women are allowed to eat from the Menachos. But that can't be the case. If you're saying this is referring to Menachos, and Kol Tahor Beveischa Yochal Oso, that's against Halacha. Because even Menachos, when it comes to Menachos, Lezichrei Chahunahu Dimis Achlan. The pasuk says Kol Zachar Bivnei Aaron Yochalenu. Menachos may be eaten only by Zichrei Chahuna. So if we're now saying that this pasuk of Kol Asher Be'artzam is referring to Menachos, and the pasuk goes on to say Kol Tahor Beveischa Yochal Oso, that implies against Halacha. That implies that even women are allowed to eat. So Gemara says Amar Ramesharshia Trei Krai Ksiva, the two psukim that are contradicting each other. One pasuk says Lecha Yiye, which tells us that the Menachos are only allowed to be eaten by Kohanim. But there's another pasuk that says Ksiv Kol Tahor Beveischa Yochal Oso, that everyone's allowed to eat it. So how do we deal with the steer and the psukim? Haketad Kan bibikurim kan b'menachos. And this very pasuk, it's broken down. The one pasuk that says kol tahor b'vnei beisel shel, that's referring to bikurim, may be eaten by anyone in the house of the family, even a woman. And the part of the pasuk that says bikure kol asher b'artam asher yavi l'cha, Hashem l'cha, that's referring to you. That's referring to b'menachos, that only zichei kahuna are able to eat it. So this pasuk is again a part of it referring to menachos, part of it's referring to Bikurim, and therefore it's quite confusing. But again, that's only to answer Ula's question in that Kol Asher Ba'artam is going on Menachos, that Menachos may come from anywhere it grows, as opposed to Bikurim, which may not come from anywhere where it grows. Okay, the Gemara now says Rav Ashi Amar, Kulei Menachos, the whole passage is referring to Menachos. Nothing to do with Bikurim at all. The safe at the crowd, the end of the pasuk that says kol tar beveitzcha yochlenu, which implies that even women are allowed to eat it, says asam lachme toda. That's referring to lachme toda. The lachme toda, even though you're right that menachos may be eaten by only zichei kahuna, when a person brings a karban toda, and the karban toda he brings 40 loaves of bread, each of the four types of bread he must give one loaf. A total of four loaves go to the kohanim as lachme toda. That would be an exception where kol tahor beveischa yochanan, where they are allowed to eat it. Meaning normally a regular mincha, only a zichei kahuna are allowed to eat the menachos. When it comes to lachme toda, the chumas lachme toda, that even the women are allowed to eat it. And therefore this entire pasuk is referring to menachos only, nothing to do with bikur. Marnau says that discussion above about Ula, whether or not the dates that are collected from the Harim and Amakim, whether they're Kadosh or not, Ula says it's not Kadosh. The Gemara says, in fact, it's actually a Machlokis Plukta and a Machlokis in the earlier Amarim between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Hevi Lo Kiddush. If a person does bring Tamarim from these areas of the Harim and the Amakim, it's not Kadosh. That's exactly what Ula had said. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, says, Amar, no, Im Hevi, if one does bring it, it's Kiddush, the Bikurim are Kadosh, and has all the halachas that are relevant to Bikurim. So Nasa, it's no different than a person's makdish, a behemah, the very weak behemah, it would still be kadosh. If I take a goat or a cow that's very, very skinny and weak, if I'm makdish, that's a carbon, it works. It's not the best choice of mine, but it still works. So Reish Lakish thinks that it should be no different when you're makdish, bikurim. Now in Lavan, this is just very interesting. That what comes out from here is, how much is Bikurim really Kadshim? Bikurim is not really Kadshim in that it's really given to the Kohen for him to eat, but it sounds like this Machlokus Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is talking about how related is Bikurim to the world of Kadshim. Reish Lakish assumes that Bikurim should be exactly like Kadshim, and therefore the Kedusha should be Chal. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a whole other set of halachas, and even though a weak animal would be subject to Kedusha's Mizbeach, it wouldn't be applicable to Bikurim. So Gemara wants to understand, what's the root of this Machlokus? Bishma, that makes sense. Reish Lakish Kadamar Taima. Reish Lakish provides his reasoning. He says it should be no different than being makdish, a weak animal. So weak fruit should also be subject to Bikurim. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why does Rabbi Yochanan think that the Kedusha's Bikurim is not Chal? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chazai Bechalom, he saw in a dream. We have this once in a while where they see dreams and they paskin based on dreams. Milsim al Yasa Amina, he saw something on one good day. He saw a beautiful dream that showed him the following Chiddush. It's a question of how do you bring Rais and Chalomos. We're not Mechadish things based on things that we see in dreams, based on Nevuah. But he was nonetheless. And it says in the Pasuk appeared to him, I guess, in the dream. Amar Kra. Says the Pasuk, May Rashis Velo Ko Rashis. May Rashis is limiting. May, from some of the Rashis, but not all Rashis. Meaning not all Rashis, not all Bikurim are relevant to the Lachas of Bikurim. Only some of them. Only May Rashis, only some. Which type? Must be. And also, May Artecha Velo Ko Artecha. Only some of the lands and not all the lands. So since this Pasuk says May two times, it's limiting certain fruits. Any fruits that are not of the highest quality, namely those that grow on the mountains or those that grow in the valleys, are mimela exempt and pater from the halachas of Bikur.
He said,
Okay.
Therefore, he saw that something that he's going to defend Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Reish Lakish says, Hi, Me'artecha, my overlay. What does Reish Lakish do from the word Me'artecha? How does he make the drasha? He says it can't be excluding the dates that grow in the mountains and the valleys because he felt that that would be chayiv in Bikurim. So he says, Me barleitz needed to teach you a different halacha, lichin detanya. Rabbi Gamliel, Bar Rabbi Omer, Nemar Kan Eretz. It says by the pasuk of Bikurim the word Eretz, and Nemar Lahalan says by describing Eretz Yisrael, it says Eretz Chita Fasora, and so on. So we have a Gzer Shava Ma Lahalan Mishvach Eretz, just like over there regarding Bikurim, it's referring to the fruits of the rather over by the Shivas Haminim, it's referring to the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Af Kan, so too here Shvach Eretz is referring to that only Bikurim is a subject to the Shivas Haminim. That's what he does with the word Eretz. So then the Eretz, Vidach Eretz Me'eretz. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I have the same Gzer Shava. Meaning, how do you know that Bikurim, if I just had the Pesukim about Bikurim, I would have thought that any fruit is subject to the halachas of Bikurim. So how do we know that Bikurim is only Shivas Haminim based on this Gzer Shava? So now if this Eretz is a Gzer Shava accepted by everyone, so then how does Rabbi Yochanan learn two drashas, the halacha of the Shivas Haminim and also the halacha of Me'eretz? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Idach, Rabbi Yochanan, that is, Eretz, Me'eretz. One, the word Eretz alone tells me the Gzer Shava, that Bikurim is subject to only, that only Shivas Haminim are subject to Bikurim. The extra letter Me'eretz is saying only some of the lands, though, but not all Shivas Haminim. I mean, the Shivas Haminim that are very weak, that grow in the valleys and grow in the mountains, those are Pater from Bikurim. V'idach. What does Reish Lakish do with Eretz Meretz? He says, Lo Mashmalei, he doesn't think that implies any added halacha. Tanachada, Gemara says at the end of the daf here, last few lines, Tanachada. Shebegag, Shebechurba, Shebeotis, Shebesfina, maybe. If you have fruit that grow in any of these areas, on the rooftop, in a some type of destroyed area, a pot, a boat, you have to bring maybe a vikara, you bring bikurim, and you even do the kriyas as a mikra bikurim. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Kisavo that when the farmer would bring the bikurim, there's a whole series of psukim that you would say that's called mikra bikurim. So v'tani idach, there's another b'risa that says if it grows in any of these places mentioned, it's maybe b've'eno kare. You would bring it as bikurim, but you wouldn't say the mikra bikurim. The mishnas of bikurim talk about certain cases where you bring, but you don't say. Sometimes maybe v'kare, sometimes maybe v'eno kare, and sometimes any maybe v'eno kare. Sometimes you don't even bring it all. But this is a machlokas when it grows in these areas. Whether everyone agrees you're maybe, but do you also do a kare or not? So Bishma, this makes sense. The two brayzas is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish works out very nicely with these two brayzas. Gaga gag. There's no stira. Lokasha ha begag de ma'ara gaha begag de bais. If it's a roof of a ma'ara, the rooftop of a valley, that's really considered part of the land. You have a cave. You have a cave. A cave is built into the mountain, and there's a rooftop on top of the cave. So if there's a fruit growing on top of the rooftop, since that rooftop is made of dirt, it's part of the land, that's considered karka and would be chayv mevi v'kare. But if it's a rooftop of a house, so that's not part of the ground. So even though it grows on top, that's a din of mevi, but you're not kare because that's not really considered artzicha. The project is me'artzicha, that's not really considered your land, that's called your rooftop. And further, churva is also not a stira, lokashia. Kan bechurva avuda, kan bechurva shein avuda. If it's a area that was destroyed and then they plowed it and planted and worked the land, so then that's considered a chayv and kare, maybe a kare. But if it's an area that wasn't fixed up and was a destroyed property and wasn't prepared for planting, so then that can't be considered like just a bunch of rubble, let's say. That's not considered ground, that's not considered artzicha, in which case it would only be maybe, but it would be eni ve'eno kare. And then further, atitz is also lokashia, kain batitz nakav, kain mesheinu nakav. Depends whether the pot has a hole in it. If the pot has a hole, so it's going to be nourishing from the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, even though physically it's not. It's still being yonik from the ground. So if there's a hole, that's considered me'artacha, and would be chayven maybe vikari. But if it's einu nakav, if there is no hole, it's considered floating in the air, so then it would not be chayven kare, only in maybe. And then finally, the Raisa says, the Gemara enters, Sfina, Sfina is also Lokasha, that's also not a contradiction. Kan besfina she'etz, kan besfina she'charis. Depends on what the material of the boat is made of. If it's made of wood, well, wood is not considered the ground, that would not be chayv in the kari, that would only be maybe veni kari. But if it was made of charis, which is earthenware, which is the dirt itself, so then that's considered as if it was grown in the ground, that's considered me'artzecha, and therefore it would be chayv in maybe and also kari. That all makes sense according to Reish Lakish. But now going on to the top of Peihei Amud Aleph, Elul Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with all these stiras? So the Gemara says, Tanahi, it's really Machlokas Tanahi. Titania, Shebegag, Shebechorbe, Mevi, Vikare, Shebeatzit, Vishebesfina, Eni, Eno, Mevi, Kolikar. He understands the Braisa differently. If it grows on the rooftop, and if it grows on the in the Churva, so then the Lachas, you Mevi, Vikare, those are considered part of the karka, but if it's considered in a pot or it's considered in a boat, that would not be brought at all, even though the pot might be have a hole in it, and even though the boat might have made of dirt, it doesn't work at all because it has to come from the best types of food. So you can have the best. According to Rabbi Yochanan, again, his criteria was high quality. So high quality can grow on the rooftop of a ma'ara. It could grow on a churva that was prepared. But to have it grow in a boat, even though it's made of clay charis, and to have it grow in an atat, even shenakova, that would not be high quality, and that's a distinction according to Rabbi Yochanan. Let's finish off to the Mishnah. This next part is a little bit hard. It's one of these adages which I don't really understand. So Gemara says, we had in the Mishnah, v'chulin eina balas elam min amufcha. We said in the Mishnah that when you're bringing the grains for the shtei lechem and for the carbon omer, it has to come from the highest of quality when it comes to these grains. So Gemara quotes from the Mitzrayim, Amri le Yochanan Mamri. These were two magicians, chartumim, in the Mikdash, in the Mitzrayim rather. They said to Moshe, Tevena tamachnis l'alfarayim, you're bringing grains to Alfarayim, meaning you're bringing magic, you're bringing witchcraft to Mitzrayim. We are the kings of witchcraft. What are you doing bringing nisim into flowers and turning sticks into snakes and stuff? That's like bringing grains to Alfarayim. So we had learned in the Mishnah, Alfarayim was a place where they hide the highest quality. So who would come sell high quality grains when this is the place where you sell high quality grains? This is the source of it. So that was the muscle that they're bringing. So Amir Lehu, Moshe says to them, Amir Inche, people would say, Lemasa Yarka, Yarka Shakal. You go to a city that grows vegetables, so that's a place to sell vegetables. So I don't know what that means exactly, but.
Go to the garment district.
That's what you sell? High competition, though. You don't want competition, though. You'd rather not have competition, though.
What I'm saying, but that's
people go look to buy.
That's
a source.
If you want a garment, go to the garment district.